Howdy. Welcome to the Louisiana Equine Council Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Dolphin. Our guest this morning on the Louisiana Equine Council Podcast is Miss Robin Rosales. Miss Robin is the organizer of the first annual Women's Retreat Trail Ride, and she is also a new board member for the Louisiana Equine Council. Miss Robin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Daniel. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, ma'am. Why don't you give us a little bit about your background and some of the things that you're involved in horse-wise and otherwise throughout the state?
I am retired. I'm a state employee. I worked with Children's Protective Service for 30 years. So I'm retired now and doing a lot of the things that I really always wanted to do. I have a lot of time to devote to horseback riding now. I have time to do some pottery now. So I'm getting around to doing a lot of the things and projects that were on my back burner to do. I'm hoping with the Louisiana Equine Council to promote trail riding more in the state and maybe work to get hopefully more trails. That would be amazing. But that's my goal for the Louisiana Equine Council. I'd also like to get membership in the Louisiana Equine Council up, and we'll see how that goes. To further some of my goals, I really thought it would be cool to have a women's riding retreat. Other states have them, and I've really not seen that in Louisiana. I've hosted on Facebook the Louisiana Trail Rides group, and we have about 1,300 members on that group. And that group is solely for Louisiana Trail Rides in Louisiana, and I've had that group since 2013. I haven't seen that we've really had a ladies riding retreat, and I thought that would be a really fun thing to do since women are the majority horse owners in the United States and, oddly enough, in Great Britain. So there is a tremendous need for this type of thing because you've got a lot of women that have horses. So I thought that would be kind of a fun and cool thing to do.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, when y'all started advertising it, I think it Mr. Schuyler Wright of Rustic Sky Horse Camp, I think he ran out of spots for people in something like 24 hours. So evidently it's been a pretty popular deal that you've set up. Miss Robin, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background with horses, maybe some of the different breeds that you've played with and how long you've been a trail riding aficionado and that sort of thing.
Well, I got into horses at age 12. My father really didn't want me to have a horse. My sister had had a horse, and he ended up doing all the work with the horse, so he was not interested in having a repeat of that. So it took me a few years to wear him down before I could convince my parents to get a horse. And ever since then, I've had a love affair with horses. Actually, probably even before that, if you ask the ladies at the library, where I continually checked out every book on horses and had them order books on interlibrary loan about horses. I guess my riding style is more sort of dressage in technique, but I ride a lot of stock seat. I showed a couple of breed shows. I showed with Aquatex Paint Horse Association. I've got a belt buckle from them. I've shown with Cotton Country Open Horse Show Association. I showed with them for about 7 years. I was at the very first Cotton Country show when they had it at the NLU Arena over by the shooting range, which actually was the worst place on the planet you could probably have a horse arena. But that's the space where they had for it. I worked on putting that arena together. I did a lot of grinding and sanding and painting on that arena when I was in college. With the rodeo club in college, I did some of that. We had a couple of members who did a little bit of bull riding. We had a couple of members that did a little bit of barrel racing. Our rodeo team was really kind of small. Our budget was very modest, but we had a really good time. So I've done that. Went here lately. I guess I've done a lot of mostly stock seat showing. I did a little bit of hunt jump. That was just not my most favorite thing that I enjoyed doing. And I would have to say probably the least favorite thing I've done horseback riding has been side saddling, and I actually showed a couple of classes side saddling. And I will tell you that that is truly an art form, and it is really an art form I don't have. I have a lot of respect for anybody who does that. I found it to be incredibly uncomfortable, bordering on painful. I do a little bit of archery off of a horseback. Mostly that's just out in the arena, just plunking around, entertaining me and probably irritating my mare. So that's what I do riding wise. Lately, I've been doing pleasure riding. So I enjoy that. I like going out and just doing whatever I want to do when I want to do it. And I really enjoy trail riding, riding with friends, or just enjoying some of the beautiful scenery we have here in Louisiana. So that's kind of me and horses.
Well, that's pretty cool. You mentioned a couple of extracurricular activities with pottery there, and then I believe you're an author as well. Would you tell us a little bit about some of the books that you've written?
I've got two books that are available on Amazon. They are fantasy fiction, so if that's your genre, you may enjoy those books. They are more set up to be something fun. It's really not a very in-depth type of thing that I wrote. It was mostly just for pleasure. For pottery, I enjoy doing that. I do some horse related stuff on pottery. Mostly I do utilitarian pieces like the standard mugs and bowls and things like that. And I've really enjoyed doing that. I sell a lot at a market that me and a couple of buddies run in the area to promote local artisans and makers and producers in our area, and to further people who really want to promote their business and not have a lot of expense. Our makers market is 100% free, and it's open to the public. We do that once a month.
Well, very cool. So, Miss Robin, you are a newly elected board member to the Louisiana Equine Council, and you are sort of part of a trail-themed contingency this year. We've got yourself, Mr. Sky Wright, and Miss Ginger Swest, and you all are people from sort of the trail riding side of things, which, by the way, is the largest horse-related group within the state of Louisiana. So what sorts of impacts would you like to have and effects would you like to make this year?
The pleasure industry with the horse business, with people with horses, that is the biggest economic impact in the horse industry, followed by showing. I'm hoping that trail riding can be a larger moneymaker to our state than what it is. I'm hoping that we can make a bigger impact. And one of the problems that we have in the horse industry, well, one of the top three, is loss of land. Whether that's you wanting to have a small place for yourself with horses, or with the agriculture department, or having land use for trails, land use and limited land use is a big issue. It would be nice to see more of our state parks have a bigger impact or with the equestrian community insofar as having more trails for people to utilize. Just pretty much about anyone in my area that wants to go horseback riding, you really can't get on your horse like you could maybe 40, 50 years ago and take off down your road riding. All the land is private. People are very concerned about issues of legality. And unfortunately, they're concerned about lawsuits. So it would be nice if we had more area land use for trail rides. And I would like to see that as one of the things that I work on with the Equine Council and with the public, is to maybe look at ways we can further getting more land use or getting more state parks on board with having more riding trails.
Well, very good. I know right now it's going to be one of the next podcasts that we do. We're fighting a fight with the Bogachita State Park. They're losing trails right now to basically other avenues, bikes and pedestrians and so forth, where it's not really safe to keep the horses out there anymore. So that's definitely something we need to be paying attention to. And this is the sort of thing that affects a lot more people than most people realize. So you mentioned a little bit ago about the women's riding retreat. Just for instance, how many people do you think that one event for a three-day weekend is going to directly involve?
Well, our venue is Rustic Sky Horse Camp. And when I talked with Gina and Skylar about the number of people that we have coming in, we really don't know, because they are booked solid and they have a lot of people who are coming in to primitive camp. So we're thinking maybe it's going to be about 100, 125 horseback riders there. Now, there may be some other people there, such as support staff. And we have actually some vendors coming in who will be vending. And one of them is a friend of mine who's coming down from Little Rock, who'll be preparing meals for those that want it. And we have some artisans and crafters. One of the crafters coming in is a lady who makes tack. So I'm very excited to see all of our vendors that are going to be coming in. And I'm hopeful that this will be something awesome that the ladies coming in and the gentlemen coming in will enjoy.
So we're talking maybe a couple hundred people just for this one three-day weekend. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're already planning another one for just a couple months later with the overflow. And I'm assuming this will become an annual deal. So it really does have quite the impact. We're bringing people in from out of state. They're traveling. They've got trucks, trailers, feed, tires, gasoline, food, a lot of things going on just for these people to have a nice weekend.
You're exactly right. And there are people at Rustic Sky Horse Camp who are their permanent residents there, have permanent slots, and they're coming in from out of state. So these are things that they can take with them, ideas they can take with them to where they live. So hopefully this will spread and it will be a really nice affair and certainly something that people in our area could enjoy.
Yes, ma'am. So Miss Robin, we'll assume you've recently been inspired to become a part of the LDC. What sort of things drew you to the organization, and what would you tell others that might be on the fence at this point and they haven't quite committed to helping the Louisiana Equine Council? What would you say to those people?
Say that membership in the LEC is pretty cheap. It's $25 a year for an individual, and the family membership is a little bit more expensive. So what are you getting for your $25? You're really getting representation. You are paying into an organization that will help you and represent your equestrian needs, wants, desires, as far as taking information and your concerns to your elected officers. If you have a team, it's certainly easier to get your voice heard than if you are an individual. And that's really one of the things that the LEC does. Also, being a member, you can purchase insurance. That's a liability insurance for your horse. And that's really also another thing that's pretty cheap. It's $19 a year. So for about $44 a year, you can get insurance, additional liability insurance for your horse, and you can be part of an organization that wants to make legislative change for the better for the equestrian community. And that's really a cheap deal.
Yes, ma'am. We believe it to be a pretty big value. And we also have, this is one of these things I'm going to flub, but we are members in another type of an organization that can give you some pretty significant discounts on farm purchases, tractors, side-by-sides, UTVs, those types of things, paint.
We always need to post a link to that on the Facebook page. I'll make sure that we do that when this podcast comes out. But I think that might be one of those unused benefits that we have. But like, I think you can save like 10% on a riding lawnmower. That's hundreds of dollars right there. So anyway.
Yeah. If nothing else, to take care of your tax.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, Miss Robin, you have created this behemoth of a women's riding retreat right now. Why don't we discuss a little bit more about that? Would you mind repeating the dates and kind of giving us the overview of what it's going to be?
It's going to start on Thursday, April the 21st, and go through Sunday, April the 24th. And when this started, it was not a four-day event. It was really a two-day event, a Saturday and Sunday. But it grew exponentially until I found out people were coming in on Thursday. So people had taken time off work Thursday, Friday, and Monday to come into this. And people just swamped Rustic Sky Horse Camp. So we expanded it, and it looks like it's going to be a really great event. On Thursday, it's going to start out with people coming in and checking in. Rustic Sky has a wonderful obstacle course that people can participate in. We plan on going to one of the local establishments that night for a mixer to eat. Mia Tia restaurant there in Forest Hill is a really wonderful Mexican restaurant, and they have accommodations that could hold the members that we want to go, and they have amazing mixed drinks, and I think some of our members may enjoy partaking of that. We'll, of course, make sure everybody's got a designated driver. On Friday, we're going to start out with some trail rides, and we're going to have some things going on when they get back from the trail ride. We've got a seminar going on from Howard Cormier on interactive trails and problems clinic that he'll be hosting. That'll be available. There will be 6 p.m. that evening. There'll be a wine and cheese tasting party, followed by a line dancing class at the Rustic Sky Saloon that Gina Wright is going to lead. Saturday, we've got another big day of trail rides. That afternoon is going to be our costume competition trail class. This was Gina's idea, and it's a wonderful idea. You and your horse have to have a costume, and then we will have some judges who will judge your performance on 5 or 6 of the selected obstacles for something like you would think of a traditional trail class at maybe a competition. So that looks like that'll be a lot of fun. Then after that is going to be the much ballyhooed mounted wine hunt. So what is a mounted wine hunt? Think of it like an Easter egg hunt on horseback, but you're hunting for wine. So that will be in the obstacle area, and there is an entrance fee for that. You have to bring 4 mini bottles of wine or 4 bottles of whatever beverage you like. We will be having judges for that, and I am very thankful that for them, and hopefully they'll be wearing some Kevlar or armor, or I'm not sure, but it may be quite an adventuresome routine. So that's what's going on Saturday. There'll be a potluck and then karaoke and line dancing Saturday night. Sunday, we've got more trail rides going on. We've got obstacles, tips, and tricks with Katie LeBlanc, who is a riding instructor. We've got a hoof care clinic going on with Catherine Butler, who is a farrier. And then Sunday night, there'll be either a pool party or a pajama game party going on. Then hopefully Monday morning, everyone will be exhausted and had a grand time and will be ready to head back home. Or maybe not. I'm not sure. They may want to stay longer.
That sounds like a blast. It really does. I was, when I first heard of the event, I kind of figured y'all were just going to have a couple of days of trail riding, but it's really expanded into quite the unique experience. So I'm sure it's going to be incredible. And you already had enough overflow. Like I said, I think Rustic Sky was booked up in 24 hours. I know as of right now when we're talking, we don't have firm dates, but can you tell us about when you're looking, and hopefully you'll have dates by the time we release this, and I'll just do a little blurb on the end to give y'all the final dates. But
yeah, actually the whole site booked in 3 days, including the cabins. So the only thing left now is Primitive, and there's a waiting list of 30 people for cancellations for their April event. So after talking to Sky and Gina at Rustic Sky Horse Camp, it was thought that perhaps another weekend would be great, and I was all fine with that. So our next date for a secondary women's riding retreat will be May the 14th. And the crew at Rustic Sky is going to contact the people on the waiting list first to offer them the opportunity to come in that May the 14th date, or they could choose to stay on the cancellation date for April. But we thought that was really only fair to offer that to them first, because 30 people for a waiting list, that's a lot. So that just really speaks to how big of a interest there is in this type of thing. So I'm hoping that this will inspire other people to do something like it. And certainly we will look at this and make a decision on dates for next year.
I was just about to say, it seems like it warrants becoming an annual event right now. And I know Rustic Sky, they've already got their Halloween event is a pretty big thing over there. I know it's already completely booked up for this coming Halloween and halfway booked up for 2023. So you may well become one of those highly anticipated annual events. I feel sure you will.
I hope it works out. And I would love for, if someone wants to come in and do a class, please get in contact with me at the information listed below on the podcast. And let's work something out. I would much rather have far too many things to do than have a schedule where there's not a lot to pick from.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So, Miss Robin, are there any other opportunities with this women's riding retreat? I mean, I know it's not full per se. Rustic Sky is full as far as their facilities for horses and people, but are there other options at this point?
Sure. People can come in on a day trip into Rustic Sky, and you can call them and find out their day trip price. I think it's $10 for a day use fee, and they also have Primitive camping that will be available. Just give them a call and find out more information about that. It would be awesome to get additional presenters for the women's retreat, either the date in April, that would be the April 22nd weekend, or the May date, the May 14th weekend. Or if some people wanted to come in and ground crew, I think that the wine hunt will be a lot of fun. I think there will be a lot of great camaraderie there. And certainly it will be a very fun time all the way around.
That does sound like a blast. I mean, looking for wine in the woods on a horse, what more noble pursuit could there possibly be on a beautiful spring day than that? So I just feel compelled to also say that while Rustic Sky is full, you could certainly camp at Addis Melder or one of the other places around there and just haul in for the day and catch the entire event that way. They're not that far apart. So there are still a lot of options to be able to participate. I'll be there myself. I think I've already volunteered for judging the costume contest and chaperoning the wine hunt. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a good time. So kudos to you, Miss Robin, for having this brainchild and the initiative to push forward and make it a reality. We need more people like that in the state. And we're happy to have you on the Louisiana Equine Council board and looking forward to many more years of wonderful ideas from
you. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, take care. So just a little housekeeping to make sure we keep everything correct. There is a May retreat. I believe it is full, but you certainly should call Rustic Sky and see if there are spots available or spots may become available. It is May 12th, 13th, and 14th. Also, we made mention of joining the Louisiana Equine Council. The board recently, since we recorded this podcast, voted to increase the cost of memberships and changed a few things around. So a basic membership now, which is for an individual or a family, is $35. You can still get the insurance on top of that for $19 additionally. Also, the Interactive Trails Clinic with Mr. Howard Cormier has been canceled due to a death of a close family friend. So Mr. Howard will not be able to make it and attend or host that clinic. I certainly apologize for being late getting this podcast out. We recorded it a little over a month ago. My computer has been giving me problems, and it took this long to get it fixed where I could get back in the swing of things. We should be releasing a bunch of them now. I think I have about six already recorded and ready to go. So the podcast will be regular from here on out. Thank y'all for joining in and listening. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast directory you're listening to us on. And if you haven't already, please join the Louisiana Equine Council and help us to help you. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Louisiana Equine Council podcast. I've been your host, Daniel Dauphin. Thanks for coming along for the ride.